bus, you're not talking about bus. Abba, Tennessee Tech. McMinnville, Tennessee, Sparta, all those old towns around Cookeville. I used to visit there with my friends.
Ever been to any of the larger cities around there in Tennessee?
There aren't too many large towns around where I was. Most of them are small, except Nashville. We used to cross over there and go to Nashville once in a while.
What about any of the other states around Georgia and the South Beach? You mentioned you've been in Louisiana and New Orleans.
Alabama. Sure, Alabama, passing through Mississippi.
What are some of the cities you've been to in Alabama?
Mobile. Tuscaloosa. And
school in Tuscaloosa.
Yeah. Montgomery.
Yeah.
I've been by there on a super highway. You know, we came through there, Dothan, Alabama, and Enterprise, all those towns.
The Enterprise, that's famous for the Bowl Weaver
Mine. Yeah, they got a monument in town there. I used to teach near there. I taught in Marietta, which is only 40 miles from Dothan.
You've been in Mississippi.
Yes.
Been through there.
Mississippi, Biloxi, on the coast, fascinated me, you know, by their beautiful beaches, you know, that sort of thing. I've never been in upstate, mainly on the coast. Pascagoula, another place I remember real well.
What about in the Southwest, being any states out there?
Yeah. Texas, Oklahoma, Arkansas, you call Arkansas Southwest. Missouri. Been camping out through there.
Let's see, you mentioned that you've been in Texas. Been in any of the large cities there?
Yes. Houston, Texas. Had been there. San Antonio. I flew out there a couple of years ago when I was a counselor for the Army Air Force. I was a guest of theirs. I spent 4 days. Enjoyed, you know, being there.
Now, aren't there a number of big Air Force bases?
Yes. Well,
north.
Well, there's Tyndall Field, and there's another base over near Pensacola, Eglin Field. There are several bases in San Antonio, though, which I saw three of them there.
Let's see. Now, you mentioned that you had taught and worked on the docks. Any other jobs that you've had?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, I've worked out on boats as a shrimper. I've been an oysterman, caught crabs, worked in the crab house, picking crab meat out of the crab bodies. I've checked oysters for a living. I've cleaned fish, you know, on the fish houses. And I still, you know, I'm a frustrated fisherman.
When you fish, where are some of the places you go fishing around here?
Oh, just for the fun, up the river and creeks, you know, for brim and bass. But in the bay, I use a net. I catch mullet, you know. In the nighttime, we use a light for flounders.
How large, what's the biggest flounder you caught?
7-8 pounds. That's a pretty good sized fish. They're flat, you know, and they're deceiving. I say it would be about as wide as this thing right here.
What's the most
number
of fish you
caught
in now?
Oh gosh. Oh, about 4,000. And a net.
Pretty good number of fish.
Two boat loads. Call you were four last to have a boat and a net. And to go out, you know, on weekends and when they fish, they're running schools and you catch them, you know, and you circle around the school of fish. Bang the water with your oar, and they run into the net and entangle themselves, or get what we call it gilled. You know, you come on in and pop them out of the net.